welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. A big welcome to today's podcast. It's 3 mindfulness Pilates tips for you for a work-life balance. Now, I probably could talk all day about this, but let's keep it short and snappy. How are you and how's your week been? I love listening to podcasts, often in the kitchen, actually, or whilst I'm doing something like clearing up, cooking. I often take notes as well because it's lovely also being guests on other people's podcasts too. So, and it's just a great way to learn and grow and enjoy. And it's also a nice way of having some company as well, isn't it? Anyway, I hope these tips help you today. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing 3 tips with you for this. And as usual, I will always pick you an affirmation, positive affirmation card for you from Happy and Calm Cards. And there'll be a short meditation for you as well. I think a little 2-minute meditation for you today for you to enjoy. So let's talk a little bit about work-life balance. Oh my goodness. So the last 2 episodes, we've been talking about mindfulness Pilates for entrepreneurs. Prevention is better than cure. And the last episode was all about, 3 wonderful tips to help with confidence for interviews and that sort of thing. Really worth a listen if you haven't listened to those episodes yet. Now, I don't know if you can relate to any of these things. Are you a workaholic, or did you used to be a workaholic, but you still have to keep things in check? Are you an entrepreneur? Or are you juggling a lot of things? So, are you juggling work and family and your child or children, maybe, if you have a child or children? And there's quite a lot to juggle. What I've noticed, quite a few, female entrepreneurs and people I've been in touch with lately, all ages actually, are kind of saying, oh, they really want to book in, and but they're too busy, and they're always constantly, but they're stressed up to the eyeballs. They've got no work-life balance. They're not putting any time in for themselves. And you might want, if you are in that category, you might want to ask yourself, what is stopping you from taking some self-care time for you? Because actually, if we don't take enough time for us on a daily basis, not just some once a week thing, let alone, if you're lucky enough to go on holiday once a year or something, that is not enough. I am talking from experience here. I have burnt out many times in my life, and I still have to really work on this myself, because I think when you love your work, it's easy to do too much sometimes, and it can be a juggle, but it can be an easier juggle. So I'm hoping today's tips will help. There can be stress going on. That it can be our own stress. It can also be stress of others or family members that can be going on. Sometimes there's ghosting. Now that is a weird one. I'm not going to go into that. Bullies. Yeah, just don't hang around with them, that's for sure. But it's interesting, I came across one in the last month. They're very manipulative people, and they behave in a way that you just don't want to be around them. And so this particular person, I will not be hanging around with them again, but it's interesting how they can behave in such a nasty way that, everyone else that's there might be really nice and you want to be with them, but that one person behaves in that way because for whatever reason, and I believe a lot of the time, you're shining your light very brightly, and they'll do their very best to squash it if they can. And so don't let it get to you. Do the self-care, because otherwise you can be reactive and triggered. But then, of course, if that does happen, you have to look at what is the root cause of that. So that's quite an interesting one. I delved into that myself. I found it very interesting. There can be illness going on, for yourself, for others, you know, different family illness, mental, you know, mental health problems as well. You know, that can be with friends, family, yourself, just so many things, different stresses, also financial stress as well. I'll pause on that point, but that can really affect mental health and not in a healthy way. It can actually become very unhealthy. So if that does apply to you, a business friend of mine, Leslie Thomas, I've mentioned before on the podcast, actually does have a great podcast, but she's got this really fantastic money confidence challenge coming up and how to improve your relationship with money to make more money. And that's with Leslie. If you're interested in signing up for that, that's in the show notes, and that starts in April, actually 4th of April. So this is just, that's just a mention. Sign up in the show notes if you want to do that. But yeah, you know, because the thing is, you know, stress and then stress in the body and physical dis-ease, you know, can all be linked to so many things. And sometimes it's financial. Now, we're going to delve deeper into this topic with Leslie as a special guest next week. And then you're going to get to, yes, I'm really going to delve into it more in relation to the body, the back, the mind, mental health, happiness, everything, and hear Leslie's story next time. But if you want to get going with improving that side of things, then yeah, it's a really good little, you know, 4-day challenge, you know, money confidence challenge you can do. Right, let's delve into today's tips for you. So we're going to go for 3 mindfulness Pilates tips for a work-life balance. Are you ready? On a mark, get set, go. Okay, so tip number 1 is to move more and stretch and walk more. So the tip 1 was going to be purely stretch, but actually move somewhere else away from, you are working at a computer on your iPhone, whatever phone, move away from that environment. And number one is to stretch. So for example, you know, any stretch you like, a mindfulness party stretch is great, but it can be just a standing simple thing, 5 shoulder circles one way, you know, just standing with good posture, ideally getting some fresh air, and 5 circles the other way. And just, yeah, and just breathe and relax as you do it. And just, yeah, that's a really great thing to do. How I do that, so obviously when I'm teaching, meetings, recording podcasts, things like that, I'm not going to constantly be taking breaks. I'm in the moment with the meeting, with the teaching, with the work, or with an interview, whatever it might be, or writing an article for a magazine. I'm in the zone, you know, in that time. If I'm writing for a magazine or something like that, then what I do, I have shared this tip before, but I will keep sharing it. Like web designer Reem Khatib said on a previous podcast, you know, I do go on with the tips regularly. But that's because they work and because we need motivating and reminding. So my sister Julie News calls me Miss Motivator. But that's the point. We've got to do things little and often and regularly and make them a habit. Dr. David Hamilton, in his book, Why Woo Woo Works, you know, the research shows it takes 21 to 66 days to wire a habit. So my job is to help you wire the self-care habits, you know, the mindfulness, Pilates, stretching type habits. So what I do I set the alarm when I'm just working on the computer. And, you know, it's not teaching time and everything. I set the alarm for 15 minutes, and every 15 minutes, I'll concentrate to that really well for that 15 minutes of work. And then I'll walk off to the balcony, have a little, you know, 30 second stretch break, and off I go again. So, yeah, see that. I'd love to know if that tip helps you. Okay, tip 2 is breathe. Now, you can do this at the same time. So what I find really nice is to, you know, move away once again from your work environment, have a walk, you know, you might even go for a walk, but, you know, for me, I go to our balcony and I get some fresh air, rain or shine, I get some fresh air, breathe in that fresh air. And what I often do is 2-in-1, make it even lazier and easier and more simple. And I do the stretch and breathing at the same time. Sometimes I do them separately as well. I must say it's really nice. So like I'll have a mindful lunch. So I have my lunch, you know, no distractions, no phone. It might be socially with my son. It might be just me and the birds singing and the sea view in the distance and the beautiful flowers and hyacinths on the balcony and breathe. So I might literally take 5 breaths in and out. I might take 10 breaths in and out, eyes closed. I might be on the beanbag, might be gazing at the sea. I often breathe in at the moment, the flowers are in bloom and the hyacinths, oh my goodness, got these beautiful pink hyacinths, got white ones as well, but pink ones are my favourite and purple, but the pink out there, they smell amazing. So I take a mindful breath, breathing in that hyacinth scent, amazing smell of the flowers. And you can do that for you can take your little 30-second break, minute if you like, or even two. But the point is, it's about doing it regularly, and you will find your days will become brighter. You'll enjoy your days more. And when you get back to your work or of the next things you've got to do, you'll have much better concentration and you'll be much more focused and your batteries will be more recharged. Your body will say happy birthday to your body because your back is not designed to sit all day. I mean, some people have standing desks and things these days, but that's not really, I find, my cup of tea. So that's tip two, breathe. Tip three is to take a mindful moment. Oh, I've already shared the mindful moments, if I think. So it's literally the alarm's gone off again, or you're going to take a break again. You do it how you want, of course. These are just ideas. And you take a gorgeous mindful break. And that means, no electronics, no phone, no TV, no, nothing. And just enjoy mindful moments. Just enjoy a mindful moment. Actually, it could be some music on, of course, but take a mindful moment. For me, those mindful moments are very much being outdoors. Tend to be my favourite mindful moments. But saying that, my mindfulness Pilates morning routine is very beautiful. I find the outdoors really lovely. So think about your mindful moments. The one I shared then was, you can combine three in one, actually. You can do the stretch, then you can do the breathing, and you can take the mindful moment all in one. Or you can be like, okay, this is going to be my mindful moment. So, for example, after lunch yesterday, I just lay on my beanbag and I just lapped. I closed my eyes, lapped up the sun, and took 10 relaxing breaths in and out, which is what you can do in today's meditation right here and right now. So really hope you enjoy today's number 10 meditation, which is simply to close your eyes and take 10 breaths in and out. Enjoy sitting, standing, or lying down. So welcome to today's number 10 relaxation meditation. Get yourself comfortable sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're sitting or standing with good posture, or lying down with your knees bent for back support. Whichever is comfortable for you, close your eyes. And you're just going to breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And just relaxing more and more in each out breath. Feeling your tummy muscles rise and fall as you breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. With the affirmation, I am relaxed, breathe and relax. Just allowing a nice full expansion of the lungs as your tummy rises and falls. You can have your hands on your tummy to feel the breathing if you like. Breathe and relax. And just let the tummy rise and fall. I am relaxed. And breathe and relax at your own pace. And just notice how relaxing the exhalation feels as you breathe and relax. I am relaxed. And breathe and relax. One more time, I am relaxed. really hope you enjoyed today's meditation today, sending you lots and lots of love, and relax and meditate for as long as you like. How do you feel after today's meditation? I really hope you enjoyed that. So I'm going to now pick you a happy and calm card. So this is my 52 card deck. I'm just shuffling them now. They've got the sea on the front and they've got the sand on the back. Let's see, what's the best card message for you today? This is another way of taking a mindful break. So you can do this on your own. You can do this with a friend, family, or even a work colleague or a business friend. You can use these with children as well. Interesting, it's as young as 6 years old have loved these so far, and a 10-year-old begged one of my clients to have the deck, so she's now given her a set and getting another set for herself and for her niece. That's lovely. So today's message for you is, well done. I did really well at something today. So it's got well done written in the sand for you. What does that mean to you today? So you can think about it. You could also get a notebook or journal and a pen and set an alarm for 1 minute. You could journal about it. A really beautiful way, which I love to do with my mum. We have a mindful, we don't call it that. We're meeting up on the phone every Sunday morning for a social, coffee, and we do a card together. We have a chat and a catch up. It's our regular special social time together. And we always pick a card. So I pick a card for my mum and my mum picks a card for me. And then we each have a turn about talking about what it means to us. So this is for you, especially if you listen. Well done. What would you like to say well done to yourself for today, perhaps personally? And what would you like to say well done if you work or retired or do charity work? What does it mean to you for that as well? And there we go. That's it today. So I really hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and really look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great week. Don't forget to subscribe. And like, rate, share, all that stuff. I've forgotten what you're supposed to say. And have a beautiful, beautiful week. Thanks for coming. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.